We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So we can't let the day escape without talking about Joe Biden and President Trump and the race that is shaping up between them. What an odd time in our political history, with Joe Biden kind of running the campaign from his basement and, you know, emerging over the weekend in a kind of weird looking black mask. I guess it depends on whether you like the guy. I had friends who was like, oh, he looks like a real, bad guy. He's tough with the mask. I was like, do you think so? I don't think so. But, at the same time, Donald Trump not wearing a mask, and then all this racial stuff kind of bubbling over the weekend, too. Brad Blakeman is a former deputy assistant to President George W. Bush. And, Brad, you've been around this stuff. What did you make of the weekend and how it kind of unfolded with some of these narratives?
I think, I call him Joe Bunker. he's like Punxsutawney Phil. When he comes out of his burrow, all he's going to see is Trump's shadow. It's going to be very hard to get out from under it. And Joe Biden thinks he's got a winning strategy by not being seen or heard from. He bragged about it the other day on TV, said, I'm doing very well. Well, that's not the way you lead as a president. That's not the way you campaign. He's not going to be able to get away with it. Sooner or later, he's going to have to come out and face Donald Trump. And I don't think overall that's, a key to success.
Mm-hmm. Am I right that it depends on how you see these characters, whether you look at them with a friendly eye or not? I mean, I've watched some of these interviews with Joe Biden. I think he's probably smart at this point to do, local interviews and not get hammered nationally. But God, I remember Joe Biden when I worked in the Senate. I never liked him, but you had to at least give him credit that he was a really aggressive loudmouth. You couldn't trip him up. Maybe you could trip him up a little bit, but he was on his game, I guess. Now he doesn't seem on his game. Am I just being negative because I don't like the guy and I don't want him to win? Or do you think that's an accurate assessment that he's really kind of past his prime big time?
Oh, he's past. And even Democrats know it. Although there are some Democrats who think this is the Holy Grail for them because it'll be very easy to be the puppet master of Biden because they know he's no heavy lifting, and he'll be easily manipulated. He'll be controlled. He's already being controlled and seems to enjoy it. So I think the gaffes that we used to see as innocent are material now. They're worrisome. And I speak to Democrats all the time. Some I even call friends, and they're extremely concerned about the ability for Joe Biden not only to be a candidate, but to be a president.
I don't know if it's just wishful thinking on my part, but I feel like maybe there are people in the African-American community who would never have given a second look at a Republican candidate, who may not even like Donald Trump personally, but, before this virus stuff happened, realized that the economy was doing pretty well even for them, and don't appreciate comments like the one that Joe Biden made this weekend, which was kind of off the cuff, but I think pretty revealing, that indicates maybe that a lot of Democrats just expect and demand that black voters support them regardless of the circumstances.
Right. Nobody likes to be disrespected. Nobody likes to be talked down to. Nobody likes to be taken for granted. And that's exactly what Joe Biden did to Charlemagne, the black radio host. Mm-hmm. He wasn't being difficult with the vice president. He wasn't being condescending in his questioning of Joe Biden. Yet Joe Biden basically said, anybody who questions me and you're black, you're not black. I mean, if Donald Trump would have said that, they would have talked about impeachment again.
Yeah.
And called him a racist. But somehow, when Joe Biden does it, it's easily dismissed and forgiven.
One of the big questions now is where Joe Biden goes with his VP pick. You put money on any of these people who are out there? I mean, this Stacey Abrams, it's like she wants it so badly, she will talk to anybody about how great she is, which is kind of unbecoming, I think. I mean, you know, a lot of people are jockeying to be the VP nominee. I'm not stupid about it. But she's just so over the top. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's exactly the type of VP you don't want. but typically when candidates pick a VP, it's do no harm. Pick somebody that's going to help you. But at the end of the day, when people go into the voting booth, they're voting for the president. They're not voting for the vice president. And if you're voting for the vice president, then you have no confidence in the president. Mm-hmm. And I think that's Joe Biden's problem, is people, even Democrats, are losing confidence in Joe Biden. There is no enthusiasm. And as far as Democrats are concerned, they would love this pandemic isolation to continue, because gatherings of more than 10, well, that's a Joe Biden rally.
Yeah. Yeah, he really has not been drawing people in, and which is surprising, because there is some, you know, star power, maybe sex appeal of having been the VP for so long, but it just doesn't seem to be working for him. Hey, what do you make of the story yesterday about President Trump calling his regional political directors to the White House and saying, what's up with these polls? I mean, I haven't seen the polls, but I've heard that some of his numbers are shaky in states that we don't think they should be shaky in. You think that's true, or is that hype from some of the political reporters who were trying to do damage to him?
I think it's more hype because, you know, the public polling is so unreliable this far out. Look, could anybody predict where we'd be today 90 days ago, 3 months ago?
Yeah.
And you know, we're light years away from the campaign, and we're light years away from Election Day. A lot can change, but what candidates should be most concerned about is internal polling. And this was more of a strategy meeting than a come-to-Jesus meeting. Mm-hmm. So the president's smart enough. He knew that the polls were wrong in 2016. They're just as wrong today. I'm talking about the public polling. Mm-hmm. And it all depends who's doing the polling and what questions are being asked, the sampling. And so he's more relying on internal polling. And I think that's the kind of strategy they were talking about. This wasn't an angry meeting. This was a planning meeting.
Yeah. With the pandemic, with the virus, do you think the president is potentially in trouble if this doesn't clear up by the time we get to September and October? I mean, I wouldn't blame the guy for the job losses, because I think he's the one person who has been on the national scene who's been saying we've got to reopen, you know, go back several weeks. The cure can't be worse than the original disease. I think that was really wisdom coming from this businessman, this older businessman who's seen some things in his life. But a lot of people seem to think he's going to get hammered here and blamed for all of these job losses.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think generally speaking, when people go into the voting booth in presidential election cycles, they ask themselves the question, am I better off today than I was 4 years ago? Well, clearly the answer is no, but through no fault of the president. This is a global pandemic. The question they're going to be asking themselves is, who do I believe and who do I trust in to take us through to better times? Well, Donald Trump has taken us to better times prior to the pandemic. He's done a good job in response to the pandemic. The Democrats are more angry with Donald Trump than they are with China, who created this mess for the world.
Yeah.
And the fact is, Donald Trump has played his hand that was dealt in a manner that I think is quite admirable. And at the end of the day, I think the American people are going to take a look at Joe Biden and President Trump, Biden hiding in a bunker during the pandemic, and Trump at work for the American people. The stock market's doing well. PPP, the protection program for people getting pay, is doing well. And Trump wants people back to work. Mm-hmm. Democratic governors do not.
You think Donald Trump has grown his conservative base in the last 3.5 years, or is it a stagnant number?
No, I think it's grown, and more importantly, I think independents have come to Donald Trump, mainly on the economy. A lot of people don't like his rhetoric, but they like his results.
Yeah.
And the fact is, Donald Trump does have a record of accomplishment, and he doesn't want to hear the 10 ways things can't get done. He wants things done, and he wants government to do things the way it's intended.
Yeah, he's obnoxious, but he has delivered, and I would suspect that he could deliver through a crisis better than some bureaucrat could. But I guess that's the argument we're going to be having going forward. Brad Blakeman, former deputy assistant to President George W. Bush, I really appreciate it. You've been through the ringer a few times, so I appreciate your perspective on it, Brad. Thank you.
My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.